Two things. You know, I know the Cavs are doing well, and we are talking a lot of Cavs because I'm getting like the weird accounts that are tweeting at us about the Cavs. So with Lyme and I, we would do CBS Sports Radio, which is now the Infinity Sports Network. And we would do that on the weekends separately, not together. And during my show, I would notice, I happened to ask Lima one time, I go, do you get like these weird accounts that just tweet you about basketball nonstop during your show? And he goes, yeah, yeah. And now we're getting them because the Cavs are 12-0 to start off the season. And it's like the same, I don't know what it is, how they aggregate it, whatever it is. So you know that the Cavs are doing well, that there seems to be more. And we are obviously mentioning them more because there seems to be more things that are in whatever algorithm that has us connected to the Cavs. So 12-0 is how the Cavs start out. And it's a very good year for the Cleveland Cavaliers so far. For the Browns, it's been a little bit more difficult. 2-7. All right. Got to ask you. Jed Wills' comments yesterday mentions the term business decisions. You're a player. I'm an analyst, pundit, whatever. Can you tell me about what goes through his head with the term business decisions? Because where I'm from, which is an outsider, and he obviously never played in the NFL, it's used as a demeaning term. But he said it. I've never heard a player come out and say that by himself.
Yeah.
At least to the media.
Yeah. For Jed, you know, I think everybody in the locker room knows what type of player Jed is. And I think him making that remark, just gives a different interpretation to, you know, maybe yourself or obviously the fans now because of the words that were used. But, you know, I think for Jed and knowing as a player what he was trying to voice was the fact that, honestly, I've played through a lot. I've played, you know, injured, and we all do that. But at this point in time, I feel as though the injuries at a point where I feel I'm going to do more damage than good for the team, right? To a point where I don't feel as confident going out there and that I'm going to be able to help my team in a way that the team needs me to help, right? And that's fair. And for a lot of people, you may not, you know, understand, like, wait, you know, is he injured? Is he not? But knowing what Jed has gone through, the fact that he's battled through several injuries, you know, to this point throughout the season, you know, man, he's put it on the line. And so, you know, when I hear that, it's easy for some people. The headlines are going to be, yeah, business decision was made. But as you listen to more of the interview and you get more of a sense of, man, like, you know, he's just saying that he's hurt. And, yeah, the team wanted him to go out, but he didn't believe that he would be his best self. And that's for a player, that means everything to us. Going out there confidently, knowing that I can do everything intended to be able to not only perform at the level that I expect, but the level that this team expects me to in order for us to win. And if I can't do that, then I have to be selfless, right? Because the selfish thing to do is to say, you know what? I'm going to go out there regardless of how I'm feeling and then just, you know, see what happens. And I respect him for having that awareness to say, you know what? I'm not okay. I'm not good. I'm not going to push through because where we are in the season, like, they need someone maybe better than what I can be for the team right now.
Boy, that's interesting because I took it when I heard it, and we all kind of cringed. And we're like, oh no, fans are going to hear that. We also said, what are the players in the locker room going to say? Well, you're somebody in the locker room, and here you are making a passionate defense. Maybe you could have helped him. Maybe you could have helped him. You know, the way you're speaking for him. I can understand some of that. I also wonder if the way that he talked about being cleared before he thought he was ready, how often does that happen? Because it sounds like the Browns cleared him or the doctors cleared him. And quite frankly, he was thinking, I'm not that ready. And I'm not that confident in that injury and my ability to play with that injury.
Yeah, I'm happy where you have a return date that everyone has kind of laid out as you go through the your rehab and recovery journey. And of course, there are sometimes things can go as smoothly and that date seems ideal, or there could be some mishaps along the way, within any rehab. Like, we're human and you never know how the body is going to respond along the way. But I think what hurts us as players is our pride. You know, the fact that, man, we've been dealing with this injury for so long. We're so just like impatient in a sense, right? Like, that we want to get back out there to like make those plays that we made again, to contribute. You know, we all play this game because we love it and we want to contribute to helping the team win. And I think that pride sometimes gets in our way along the way where, man, like, we don't even realize that, again, we're not okay. And sometimes you are pushed to that level where, you know, honestly, you start to convince yourself that you're okay. And then you start to – and then as you go on, you realize that, actually, I'm not moving the same. I don't have that same, you know, step or power that I had. And now it starts to, you know, it starts to affect your game, starts to affect your mental to the point where, again, it's now doing more damaging than good.
Well, one of the things, though, that I think affect me and a lot of other fans is that there's been a lot of guys who, you know, we see guys that they love what football gives them. They don't love the game. And fans love the game. I mean, that's why they pay the money to go sit in the stands. They love the game. Mm-hmm. And they wish that they could do it. It's, you know, I hate that there's been that wedge between players and fans where it's like, hey, shut up. This is what we do. And you guys are going to take it or not. And so because we've been jaded by so many guys who have been here that they've drafted number one overall or first round draft picks who, yeah, they've liked the trappings of the NFL, but they really don't love the game. It's very easy for him to fall in that category. Are you telling me he loves the game point blank?
Yeah, I'm saying he loves the game. You don't go through all the things that we go through if you don't love the game. And there's layers to it. People love the game for all sorts of reasons. Mm-hmm. But to say that, yeah, you don't love it, like, no, you have to love it to do the things that we do, to sacrifice a lot of the things that we give up, you know, for this sport. Like, you can't do it without love.
Mm-hmm. Man, Roddy McLeod joining us in studio. So when I continually hear players in the NFL, like, we were spoiled. We had Joe Thomas. Joe Thomas played through endless injuries at a Hall of Fame level. And even when he was dinged up, you wouldn't know it because he's still not allowing pressures. He's still not allowing sacks. Unfortunately for Jed, as the guy to replace Joe Thomas, it has not been a Hall of Fame career. Who could? Who could replace Joe Thomas and play at that level? But Jed has never... You know, to our perspective and a lot of fans, has just never lived up to number 10 overall. Do you think it's unfair when fans, when media, when we have those kind of expectations on somebody and we demand that they put it out there every week? Because this happened with Baker. Baker was injured. He was banged up, was clearly not the same guy that he was when healthy. And it ignited a huge debate in town about whether or not he should even be playing. And Baker was out there giving it his all, and it almost seemed to hurt his case. It almost hurt his cause with the team.
It seemed to cost him $200 million, Rodney.
Yeah, because there is no grace given once you step on that field in between those white lines. Nobody cares. Like, that's, you guys are just explaining everything that we feel like. Nobody cares that you were rehabbing all week. You know, you did Normatec boots, you did hyperbaric chamber, you did endless cold tub sessions, you did swimming pool. Nobody cares. They just want to see results on Sunday. And that's the world that we live in. And so that's the pressure that you also have as a player. So if you're telling me that, man, look, I don't feel my best self. I know I can't go out there and block, you know, TJ Watt at the level and protect my quarterback at the level that he deserves. I can't do that. That's fair. And I think what people think again that we're machines, like that you could just click a button and you're fine. Like, no, some people are just wired and built different. Joe Thomas obviously is one of those guys. He's a Hall of Famer. I forget the streak that he did, like how many games he missed, like he didn't miss or snaps. That is, you know, an anomaly. Like he's in like a world of his own, a class of his own. And that's, I think everybody would love to be in that position because there's nothing more important than being available for your team, right? And not only available, but then, you know, playing at the level that Joe did. But I think it is unfair to place that sort of expectations on every player. Like, because every player it's their individual self. You know, every player brings something different and dynamic to the game and to the team. You can't expect another Joe Thomas necessarily. You could expect, man, who is Jed? And are we going to get, you know, the Jed Wallace that we all expect? Or whomever that player is. Like, that's what you judge him by. And, you know, of course, we're going to do comparables. That's human nature. That's part of the game. You know, that's sports. But at the end of the day, skill set of his own, abilities of his own, and we should just live with that.
Well, I also think we make our own decisions on who to give a little bit of leeway to and who not. Like, I will openly admit, I like DeJuan Jones. He's a fine young man. He's always treated us very, very well. And I know that he's played through an injury to start off this year. And I know that a lot of people know that. I don't think that people care when I said that. I think that they choose to believe what they want to believe. And while they're out there, it gives credence to your point. It's like, well, if you're going to go out there, you better be at the very, very best level.
Yeah.
Like one of the games, like we bring up Joe Hayden. And this was earlier this year when he had said, or not earlier this year, but years ago. And I brought this up earlier in the show with Lima, where he had said, hey, man, you can either run with Antonio Brown or you can't run with Antonio Brown. And there was a lot of like, well, I guess the man makes a point. Because earlier in the year, he had covered he'd covered Calvin Johnson, one of the greatest to ever do it. But Calvin Johnson, it was a highly publicized knee injury where he was out there as a decoy. I mean, you could see they threw him like one ball in that football game, and mm-hmm. it was like a fade just basically to see whether or not he could go on it, mm-hmm. and that's it. Well, we take what we want to out of it because to me, hey, Joe Hayden shut down Calvin Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
To Alliance fans, like, man, he was walking around on one leg.
Correct.
And so when I look at DeJuan Jones, I like DeJuan Jones. He went to Ohio State. It's fish in a barrel. But when it comes to Jed Wills, a lot of people felt that they should have drafted somebody else at that position. A lot of people did not like that they put them, and these are decisions that are past you, Roddy. I'm just letting you know.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people felt he should have been put at right tackle instead of left tackle, which is not in their fans' control or his control even. And so there's a lot of things where it's like, man, you're off to a bad start there with a lot of folks. And yeah, we play favorites with the ones we want to play favorites with, I guess. Is how I should say it. Like, if you ended up getting hurt, making a business decision, God forbid, I go, Rodney's a hell of a guy. You guys don't need to worry about Rodney. With other ones, maybe I'd feel differently about it. It is hypocritical. I will openly admit, but it is the truth. That part is the truth. How we feel is hypocritical. How I even feel is hypocritical. But I'm just telling you how I feel.